and M. All right, 10 minutes after 12 now. President Cyril Ramaphosa has apologized for the load shedding you are currently experiencing now. Stage 4 to be exact. This time around, Eskom is blaming the power cuts on a number of technical problems, including coal supply issues and the two generation units that are down as the result of the tropical cyclone in Mozambique. Do you accept the president's apology? But also, who do you blame for this? Is it the ANC? Is it the president? Is it the Eskom management? Or is it the corrupt managers who got the power utility to its knees and left? And I'm not even mentioning any names, but who do you blame? Give me a call on 011-883-0702 in Cape Town, 021-446-0567. In the meantime, let's speak to the head of elections in the ANC, Mr. Fikile Mbalula. Mr. Mbalula, thank you so much for your time. Good afternoon to you. South Africans are angry. They are fuming. They are angry at Eskom, angry at its management, but also they're angry at you as the governing party. What do you have to say as the ANC?
Clement, first, good afternoon to you and your listeners. Any anger that comes our way because we're an incumbent, it is understandable. And we have stated on record that we are up to the challenge of fixing things for good and not for temporary solutions. And we have said that the past 10 years or so has been characterized by good and the bad. And the bad in that story, it is Eskom in terms of mismanagement, changing and chopping of managers. So we absolutely need to bring a stop to this. This matter we have been seized with for quite some time, and it came to a halt with the promises that the issue of load shedding was resolved once and for all.
Mm.
And here we are today talking load shedding and all of that, and that there are power stations that have been built, which were not supposed to be built, and that those who were in authority and management with the requisite skills.
Yeah.
Some of them, not even coming from this country, have actually failed this country in terms of that management. And we are on the mend and total intervention, including dealing with issues of corruption, to make it a point that the Eskom delivers to the people of this country.
But what message are you sending then to South Africans, Mr. Mbalula? I mean, your employees in government, are they going to fix this? Do you have confidence that they will? I mean, there have been task teams after task teams, and the problem seems to persist. Why should we have confidence that the current task teams will do the job and stop load shedding when the other task teams have simply not done much to stop the problem? So what message as the ANC are you sending to South Africans that are frustrated right now?
At the beginning of this year, President Cyril Ramaphosa, leading the machine of the new dawn and fundamental change in our country, addressed the nation in what is called State of the Nation. In that State of the Nation, he was brutally frank. And he said to the people of this country, Eskom needs a decisive intervention, otherwise we're heading for a crisis. And he brought about the notion of unbundling as part of the solution. And if the pursuit of that is that we'll need to meet with all the role players to make it a point that Eskom realizes its solution forever and ever. That's the first step the president addressed. Immediately afterwards, we're greeted by what? Load shedding. In the process of addressing the foreseen crisis that the president has spoken about.
Yeah.
In this instance, I wouldn't say to South Africans, do not be angry. I'm personally affected. Everybody is affected by the question of the light coming off and so on. The president had it where, you know, task team after task team, but this time around, we are fixing things for good. And he has said to South Africans, apologies and apologies, and provided leadership to say in not so time the question of the fourth stage of load shedding will have been resolved, and the problems of Mozambique, which have inflicted further pain in this, have been attended, including unleashing our troops to address this particular matter.
Yeah, and there are many South Africans who are saying, why should we suffer for the mismanagement and corruption and the governance failures at the power utility? But the ANC has been on a campaign trail this morning, Mr. Malula, even over the weekend, even last week, and you are telling people to vote for the party. What do you say to people who are saying, that's ambitious of you to ask for their votes when you can't even stop load shedding, which is not only inconveniencing their lives, but it's also crippling businesses?
They can go and listen to people who will tell them the pipe dreams that they will resolve this, or otherwise believe those who have seen it all, that with all the troubles and tribulations we have experienced, we now know the nub of what is afflicting us and what needs to be done. We've got experience, we've got the plan to turn things around, and it is not yesterday, it is now. And this is what we're doing. And in the next couple of weeks, the issue of the load shedding will have been resolved. Not so good, but the permanent solution are in our negotiations with all our partners to ensure that the problem of load shedding is resolved once and for all. Speaking about that, it has just happened.
Happened right here in Sandton as well, Mr. Mbalula, as you were speaking right now. And that just tells you how in a deep crisis we are in. But as the governing party, do you find that your deployees in government are doing all they can to stop this?
The deployees, President, are doing everything to stop this, and it has just come back again. Now, the president, leading from the front, is doing everything to resolve this.
Okay.
Look, there will not be any quick fix solutions, but our approach and the mandate we have given to government, when we say there is a new dawn and we are sitting and we are on the mend, let's find permanent solutions to all of these issues, and that includes
Eskom. Mr. Fikile Mbalula, thank you so much for your time. He's the head of elections for the ANC.